Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Healthy, vibrant oceans are essential for human health and well-being. A surprising statement? It shouldn't be. The World Ocean provides important health benefits to humans, ranging from food, nutrition, and other resources, to recreational opportunities, to support for industries, to better understanding of human physiology, and to new treatments for human disease. However, as oceans become more degraded, human health effects from exposure to dangerous substances, including synthetic organic chemicals, hydrocarbons, heavy metals, marine toxins, and pathogens, have been increasingly recorded and are now of great concern. Coastal and marine habitats have been impacted negatively by human use and development, are unable to provide goods and services, and add to the human health risks posed by degraded oceans. Degraded seas thus move from being great providers to becoming threatening to human health. The result? Increased rates of starvation and poverty, diminished sanitation and hygiene, accelerated spread of disease and poison, beach closures and reduced access to ocean areas, and ever-increasing public health costs and societal conflict. Oceans suffer by being downstream of everything. All our chemical inputs, unused fertilizers, pesticides and herbicides, debris, eroded silt and topsoil, untreated sewage, medicines, from our farms, our factories, our suburbs, and our cities, eventually make their way to the ocean world. As a result, coastal seas are now described as the most chemically altered environments on Earth. Pollutants reach the sea via river inputs, atmospheric deposition, and runoff, resulting in expanding dead zones and endangering fisheries, biodiversity, and human health. The indirect degradation of oceans is an increasing problem, despite government regulations on pollutants. This is partly due to the fact that the ocean system's most vital organs, the coastal wetlands, seagrass beds, and mangrove forests that are its lungs, liver, and kidneys, filtering out toxins before they reach the open sea, continue to be destroyed through coastal development. Eutrophication, the overfertilization of nearshore waters caused by too many nutrients from fertilizers, sewage, animal waste, and food processing residues, threatens to disrupt the ecological balance of coastal areas around the world. At the same time, toxins enter the marine system, are distributed worldwide by ocean circulation, and reside everywhere for long periods until they are actively removed by mitigation or until they enter the human food chain, elements of the corrupted marine environment now residing in our own tissues. The story of how human health and ocean health are related is not one easily told. How much easier to portray the plight of the great whales, or to document the decline in fisheries, or to show a coastline sullied by unsustainable development. But make no mistake, the oceans contribute to almost every aspect of our lives, and thus as it deteriorates, so too, inevitably, will the quality of our lives and our children's be compromised to critical points of survival. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.